This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. You have that ready, Bernie? There we go.
It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
So good. That fits my mood right now. It's gonna be.
I don't know why I'm thinking of the. Is it Jimmy Cliff's version or is it? Who does that version? I thought it was Jimmy Cliff. Anyway.
That sounds right. I'm sure, anyway, there's plenty of covers, right?
Yeah, I actually sort of, as that went on, I went, "Oh, right, that's not his song, is it?" It's
right.
Okay. Anyway, listen, we have a text machine. You guys...
Hold on. Are we getting the...
I can see all obstacles.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the one right there. Anyway, 800-400-3697. We've got a text thing.
Oh, actually, you know what? It is... No, it isn't. It says artist Jimmy Cliff, but that's... He did a cover of it. Johnny Nash is the original.
Johnny Nash?
That's what they're saying here.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you can send us texts. We love to hear from you guys. And this is the portion of the show where we read some of these back and, you know, comment or defend ourselves or whatever.
Get all defensive.
510 says, please, Bryn, I must hear Maria Athens say male genitalia.
Oh, man.
Back to
coming
back
tonight,
with...
Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
I haven't seen anything new in quite a while.
On Maria Athens?
On Maria Athens. You know, like the latest, October 13th, the headline reads, hostile and unwell, Maria Athens, anti-Semitic death threats to the mayor, which is exactly what she did.
Yeah, it's not great, except for the one part where she wishes us all a happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's have a preview of tomorrow's show. Right
have
now.
A great Friday, you mother.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the part too where she praises herself for being such a good person. Oh, that's always fun. That part. You know. And then she goes on to say she'll kill him and his wife.
Yeah.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
And then she kills him and his wife.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's not. Right. I don't know what's going on there, but it's.
We're just with the whole show. We're just. Who are we? What are we doing?
Woo. Sarah.
Yara
says 415. I told you recently that the RV thing is only fun for 37 minutes. Don't fall for the romance of it.
I'm gonna fall for it. I think.
Two what words, else? Sarah.
No RV.
Hot tub.
Oh, hot tub. I don't want a hot tub.
Think it through.
Oh,
no,
oh, right, because I did
don't
that.
Want a hot
I planned
tub.
It.
We also
I
know
rebuilt my deck so I could have one.
You forced one into the deck at your house. They had to crane the thing in.
They
and
did.
2 weeks later, you went, yeah, I don't want that thing.
Yeah, that thing's taking up a lot of room on that deck. Well, on the plus side, Dick of Dick and Chumley got a free hot tub. I think he still uses it.
Well,
so that's great for him, right?
Sure. If you get an RV, says 707, you're going to need that farm to store it.
That is true. I'm going to need a farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need a farm and a dog and a couple cats and a house in Tahoe and a place in Vermont and a nice, oh, I'd like just a cottage on the beach in Maine. That'd be great. And
Jesus Christ. Really? All these things occur to you, huh? I just did it again. I apologize to Jesus Christ for saying Jesus Christ.
I didn't even notice you said it.
Yeah, I'm trying. You try. What are you going to do? My little American Eskimo has the best ears ever. Here's the mail person, Amazon, FedEx, a UPS truck driver. Every time they pull up to our driveway, best dog ever. I bet that dog sheds like a... You know what?
Dogs do shed.
Yeah, well, not all of them, but that one
Which
I bet
don't?
Sheds. Well, they say poodles don't. So that's one of them. I had a lab that I loved with all my heart, and she, even though she's short-haired, she shedded. Oh God, it was everywhere.
Yeah,
our lab. Because she was blonde,
you'll still find them, right? I mean, they have to still be at
your house.
I
didn't wear black clothes for her whole life because she was blonde, and they were all over me every time.
Yeah. Used to make me cry. Like years had gone by, and I'd find a Bruno hair and something. Be like, no. Yeah.
I just ran out, so someone wrote in, Vinny, check out Danielle Walker's Against All Grain, and apparently she's written a few other books. Danielle is a local in the East Bay. I ran outside and said, do you know this book? And the missus said, I have three different books by that person, and we eat her every night.
Oh, well.
So.
Didn't realize you were in a thruple.
What?
Nothing. You eat her every night.
We eat her every night.
Mm-hmm.
Every night. 408 says...
She's not sick of it yet, huh?
No, she likes it. Mm. 408 says, just get a dog. It's the best therapy for our family. Another person says, we just got two puppies and it's awesome. A lot of work, but so fun. And we have a four-year-old. Two puppies at once is not what I'm looking to do to myself.
Yeah, it's a lot. You could adopt an older dog who needs some love.
Already more people wrote about Danielle Walker. Thank you. I always appreciate your suggestions because often there are things that I hear for the first time and explore and end up using or
oh, at least, so many times. Yeah, I mean,
you know, it sends me on my way to the discovery I need. So thank you. But yeah, apparently the missus is already very well aware of Danielle Walker. Maybe we can get our grain book signed by her.
Oh. Well, after the pandemic.
Yeah, I was just kidding. I don't know.
I see. I mean, got it. You're not going to go wait in line to get your book signed?
Probably not. Not the grain book, no. But a skateboard deck, I will go wait in line and get that signed right now.
Well, who's signing it? I'll sign it for you. This short line at my house.
I'd
like to see you.
We will be in Disney World on election night, either celebrating or cheering ourselves up.
Oh.
Before you comment, they actually have very strict protocols in place and have been able to not have outbreaks. Fingers crossed. I don't blame you. I mean, look, I think that all of us are done with this. We've all lost patience with it. It goes back to that thing, though, that I was... It's not the best example I can probably... It's what I came up with in the moment, but I've had those times when I'm driving, like I've had a day or maybe a couple days, and I'm driving home from Tahoe, and I'm exhausted, and I'm starving, and I'm over it, and you just find myself going, I'm not going to make it. I just can't do any more of this driving. It's too much. I'm over it, and I need to just... I'm going to fall asleep. And then you know, 30 minutes passes and you still have 3 hours to go. And it just is what it is.
And you're that's going the pandemic. To do those. That is
in
the
a
time
nutshell.
You must do. Right.
You feel like you're at your wit's end. And then what are you going to do?
Keep on keeping on.
You're just going to keep going because that's what we do. You just, everybody's got the will to live and survive. And so you will do that. That's all.
Well said. I have the will to live and survive. And so I shall.
Right.
no matter how bad it sucks.
Don't count on waking up on the 4th with an expectation of knowing who won the presidential election. It may take weeks before the official tally is known.
And then, of course, there'll be the Supreme Court challenge, and then we'll have our fresh new dictator.
Don't. You're thinking the worst. Don't think the worst.
Okay.
Please stop talking about Big Brother. You both admit the show is terrible, yet you still talk about it all the time. Well, why, God, why?
This season is terrible. And we haven't talked about it today. Yeah. God.
I looked it up, and I haven't said a word because I don't want no trouble. Because someone's you're going to watch it, right?
Yep, I want to watch it.
Yeah, so I'll leave later you to today. It. Oh, my God, I am drinking more than I ever have, says 408. I only drank on Friday and Saturday. Now it's every night, at least 2 beers. Yes, I only drink beer. I'm not into the heavy stuff, but every night, says 408.
Those beers add up. That's the thing about the heavy stuff. It's a little lighter.
How so?
A shot of vodka? It's less than a beer.
Oh, you mean heavy as in like calories? And
heavy as in calories, right. I mean, that's the thing. You can't drink 2 beers a night and not... I mean, I guess maybe if you run an extra 2 miles every day.
Yeah, I've noticed the missus is she doesn't get wasted, you know, like I would, but yes. She's definitely drinking every day. Mm. Or I should say every night. Once we get to dinner, it's
sometimes
on.
You
and
do
I'm
feel
like,
you know what I need? I need a glass of wine.
Wow, this is strange, but okay. You know, I can't put on her my problems because my problem would be like.
Right. She's doing just fine.
Okay, I'm going off the deep end now. Bye, everybody. Such a loser.
I'm traveling till middle of next week and I'll surface for a minute, but then I'll be heading into next month.
Yeah, no, that's a problem that doesn't just, that's the trick too, that everyone, and this goes to for cigarettes or whatever, you say to yourself, well, I'll just quit again. It's fine.
It'll be fine. I can handle it one
How's
day.
How's that quitting again for cigarettes go, Sarah? As you well know.
As I hold my nicotine imparting electronic e-stick.
Right. Doesn't work that way is my point.
I am
nicotine's
bitch. You
don't just pull right off when you want. That's not how addiction works.
And frankly, even if you do pull off and you go a few years, clearly there's still that little demon in you because it's not like you quit and then you never have a problem with it again.
530 says, I'm thinking Sam Smith is starting the trend for neutral gender titles. Since he is an influencer, it may just be brave.
Did they just say he? Because that's not his pronoun.
Right. You messed it up already.
Yeah.
Neil and Bob. Seriously? That's hilarious.
I know. It was so funny. Who knew that Neil Young had an older brother named Bob? Bob Young. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Well, I think that Neil and Bob.
Oh, Neil and Bob. Oh, hilarious.
You don't get that?
You know, so what, they're bobbing for apples? That's a great idea. Maybe I'll do that this weekend when I throw my mini party.
Neil and Bob. You should Neil and Bob at least once a week.
At least on Fridays or something.
Well, right. You know, there's a season for that. You know, it's Halloween season.
What?
You know, bobbing for apples. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that every week.
Kneeling and bobbing is always in season, Sarah.
I feel like, you know, you want to wear that out.
I don't think you want out. Don't worry about it.
408 says, our sleep number bed is delivering next week.
Ooh.
Nice.
Good job.
Yeah, you're
going
to like it. It is kind of funny to just like get a score on how you did for your sleep. And then you're like, yes, I beat my old high.
Okay, call me old or whatever, but when you kept saying they during the Sam Smith story, I genuinely thought you were talking about the actual hairs. Like you were telling the story from the hair's perspective, LMAO.
It is difficult to convey precisely what you're talking about when someone is using alternate forms of pronouns. It just is. It's difficult.
I think that young people will catch this stuff right in stride, and it'll be a generational thing that flows effortlessly one day. But being the older people who are told in an email, and this person now wants to be referred to as, I mean, my instant reaction is, are they big enough to pull this off? Because I don't know that they've sold enough records for us to have to care.
And they have sold a lot of records.
And that's not really the right reaction.
Right.
Let's talk ourselves off of this pushback.
This person is asking for that.
Because we're so lazy? Yes, that's why we're pushing back.
It is true. It's hard. I mean, I did the story about them this morning, and every time I went to say something that they had said, I was saying he, and I didn't mean to. I was trying, but it was so difficult. I'm just too tired.
I just think that'll... It's fine. We're in a generational switch off here that it'll work better for the youngsters.
Yes. But in the meantime, we will try.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, you know, it goes through my head and then I realize, why am I pushing back? Because I'm lazy.
When I was in college, you know, the first day of school, when you go around and introduce yourself, every class, especially my last semester, was state your name and the pronoun you want to use.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So it's like a big thing.
It's fully a thing. Okay. Yeah. And do you have close associates that you sometimes have to go, oh, I'm sorry, I just used your wrong pronoun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And I always mess up all the time.
But at least you're trying, you know?
Yeah.
Please say happy respiratory therapist week. Oh. We run the ventilator. Everyone forgets about us. Well, happy respiratory week. Therapist week. That flows off the tongue. About the same as them and they and there.
Happy RT week. Woo!
Vin, my son works at the beach boardwalk. Max will be 500 people. Arcade games only and not rides. Bowling opened yesterday. And again, that's only for if you live in the county and you're going to have to show ID to be let in at all. So it's good for them. Any business or anybody who gets to go to work is probably stoked, right?
Yes. You couldn't help but be. Oh, my God. Life is somewhat returning to normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. More people singing the praises of the radio.com app. We know. It's perfect.
Yeah. But thanks for letting us know. We actually do appreciate your feedback. And
here's one. Thank God for radio.com. I'm currently driving from Arkansas through Memphis to Philly.
Oh.
And I have to listen to Jeb and Bubba talk about their, pickup truck and their woman that they love so much while drinking beer. Now let's go get the crop report. I would have gone batty ape crazy.
Oh. But they've got radio.com, problem
right.
solved.
They get to listen to our show.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Rudy falling for this shows how easily he can be manipulated by the Russians. Yeah, that is a bad look, dude.
It isn't a good look. You're right about that.
You know what's weird? And I'm only a radio show host, but there are things a lot of people will ask of me, and I find myself saying, you know, I get more attention than I need. I don't need to go do more. You know what I mean? You'd think these guys would just say no simply because their workload is enough already.
Right. I don't want to do an interview. No,
and
thanks.
And yet, there they are. There's the guy in a hotel room. And Jesus, Rudy. You dingbat. What's wrong with you?
You do God. It to yourself. It's
oh, true. Hulk babies like green, Sarah, says 530.
Oh. All right.
I don't
does
know
she,
that that's
Does she
true,
like green?
No, I think she likes all the stuff.
Okay. I'm going to some pretty, but not necessarily pink.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want. I'm sure she'll love it. Teacher from Chico this year.
Chico!
This year has to count. We have to teach our kids resiliency and grit, not to just give up and get things handed to you because things get hard. We also need to give everyone grace. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good answer.
Right. And understand that everyone's not in the same situation, and some people can, you know, it comes down to money. Like, I can't afford to set up 3 workstations at my house, and so the kids are going to have to... I mean, you know, everyone has their own circumstance, and we really need to be aware of that.
Right. Hey there. The education system has been in a no-fail system for years. Even when kids aren't meeting the expectations of a grade level, they are being moved on to the next grade, even if the kids are not ready. It has been going on for years. Many districts have even adopted a no-fail policy forever ago. I didn't know that.
Me either.
Is that true?
I don't know about that. Seemed like my kid needed to pass. But I don't know.
Yeah. Sarah, you win the day with your Bush comment. LOL. You guys are the best. Take care, guys. Yeah, Sarah, funniest guy on the show by far today. Although Bryn is the best guy on the show.
Thanks,
and
you.
I don't know which one's more important.
I feel
gotta
like
go Bryn's
thing. And by the way, Bryn, I don't know what you did with your lighting. You look phenomenal today.
Oh, like, you know what?
Like, so good looking.
Hold on, we can't hear you. We're clapping too loud. Wait a second.
Let me clap for myself, too. Let me add to that. All right.
Bryn, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only of our Bryn. Amazing.
Speech.
Oh, speech. So next time you guys think about getting on me, get off me. Thanks.
Nah. That's a little much to ask.
And with that, we go to break. Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I can't wait to go watch Big Brother now and find out who won. It's very,
I could save you a lot of trouble.
No,
but okay.
Don't. Please don't. Thank you. Right. I appreciate that you, I really actually do appreciate that all you guys, because I'm sure there was so much news about Big Brother. Everyone cared so deeply about it this season.
Not one text trying to spoil, not one news story popped up anywhere.
It was the worst season they've ever put on. The worst by far season. And let's hope that if they do another one, they figure out a way to make it interesting again, because I really do like the show.
So for all of you who've written in through this season saying no one watches this, you may be right. You may have actually
hit the nail on
been
the head.
Right. And we may have to change our programming discussion topics going forward, because,
I don't know. I'll still be watching that.
That thing. Oof.
I know. Yikes. So have a great Thursday, please. If it's anything like yesterday, it's going to be a perfect day.
Mwah!
Delicious. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see you back here, and it'll be Friday. Happy Friday, you mother bleeping bleepers.
Happy Friday, you mother.
Thanks,
Thank you.
No one can say it quite like Maria. So
no.
On that note, see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.